Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
801. Good morning. It is a Thursday edition of Chad Jarlow. Very busy show today. Lorenzo Neal out today. He'll be back with us next week. Coming up at 8:30, what should Steve Kerr's message to Draymond Green be before Game 6 tonight? We'll talk with the saintly one, Gary St. Jean. Telephone number is 888-957-9570. We want your reaction to this. Steph Curry's mouth guard going to be auctioned off August 3rd for $5,000. Would you pay $5,000 for his mouth guard? And if not, what would you spend the $5,000 on when it comes to sports memorabilia? We'll tell you about why we're asking that question in just a moment. But real quick, we're big fans of the crying MJ on this show.
Right.
It fascinates my mind.
Probably the greatest innovation of the last 5 years.
Last night, I fell over on the couch laughing my backside off because I saw the white Bronco with Callings driving the Bronco on the LA freeway during the chase, and OJ's head became a crying MJ.
See, as a society, we could not handle an OJ chase the way it played out in, what was that, 1993, 1994? Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be able to do that now. It'd be too much stimulation overload. It wouldn't be about the actual moment that's taking place. What made that so surreal was that it captivated an entire nation. It took diehard sports fans, casual sports fans, people who are watching the NBA Finals between New York and Houston. It took them away from an NBA Finals game.
Yeah.
What in the Bay Area, what nationally would need to happen to get you off this game tonight? Think about that. Think about if you're watching this game and it's in the third quarter and the Dubs are down 2. 5 minutes to go in the third.
Colin Kaepernick.
And they break away from the game for something that you actually want to see. You're willing to move past the Warrior game to watch something. What would it need to be?
I don't even know if a local sports hero would be enough. It would have to be someone with a gigantic name that everyone has a connection to, like an OJ.
And back then, this takes place. And ABC, or whoever had the rights, I believe it was ABC, breaks away to show this white Bronco barreling down the highway in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And everybody's following it. Helicopters all over the sky. People leaving their homes to go stand on the bridge, the overpass, to watch Cowlings and OJ come racing by. Everybody was captivated by this. We wouldn't be able to handle this now. This is a society of crying Jordans, of memes, of vines. Everybody would be trying to grab GIFs, a piece of this and then come up with something creative. And I love that. I love the innovation. But you wouldn't be able to focus on what's really happening. You wouldn't
much.
Be able to pay attention. We all have ADD in some regard now with the way we're attached to our phones. We're fixated on all these little apps and things that are going on. You wouldn't be able to appreciate that chase and what was going on back then for what it was worth.
I agree. Now, the reason why I brought up the crying MJ, Dub fans, if you want to have some fun before Game 6 tonight, if you want to fascinate maybe your buddy at the office, somebody did this. Send them the link to a cryingjordan.com. Cryingjordan.com. Somebody actually bought the domain, cryingjordan.com, and when you click on it, where do you think that takes you to? Anna, how about Cleveland Cavaliers' official website?
Yeah, that's a great job there. That was brilliant.
It's only a matter of time before that continues to get redirected as a joke. That's going to become its own crying yeah. Jordan in a sense.
No doubt.
See, and again, this is it's hilarious, but it's why we would never be able to truly understand or appreciate the way in the early 90s that chase and that scene unfolded before us. I mean, it wasn't too long ago Aaron Hernandez murdered somebody, right? That's an NFL player on arguably the most recognizable team in the country right now who killed somebody. And there were fascinating, grisly details that came from this thing. And it turns out this guy wasn't a football player. He was a criminal masquerading as a football player. And even then, how long were we hooked on that for? I mean, did anyone actually follow the trial all that much? No, we kind of labeled him guilty. We paid attention to it for an extent. And then we moved on to the next thing. The OJ thing had you hooked for over a year. It still has you hooked with this stuff coming back into the news.
I remember in middle school, class stopping. My teacher stopped the class to watch the verdict. Yeah. And we had it on the TV. I'm in middle school watching this.
Yeah. Could something like that ever happen again? Someone threw this out on the text line. Alien invasion. If there is an alien invasion taking place, yes, I'm moving away from tonight's game to follow that on TV. But outside of that, what else would need to happen that you would move off tonight's game? Sadly, the only things that could happen would have to be horrific things.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific things.
It would
have
to be horrific. I was thinking of the movie Red Dawn. Like, if I'm watching the game and I look up in the sky and I see a bunch of Russians parachuting in to take over, I might get away from the finals for a bit.
Just might, right?
Yeah, I might just do that. We're being invaded. I think I'll back away from
the television.
Hold on,
can you wait a second?
Yeah.
Let me watch the end of this game.
Hey, can you slow down on your invasion? I need to catch the end of the finals game.
You stupid commies, we have a game. We can handle this war later.
Check this story
out. You can't even war right.
Now, this here is amazing because it ties into what we saw last night on the OJ 30 for 30, which has been fascinating. So, a game-worn mouth guard from Steph Curry is going up for auction in August, Joe, and people are apparently going to be willing to pay for it. It was acquired by SCP Auctions in California after a fan picked it up off the floor during a game this season. Dan Immler, the VP of the auction house, said he expects the mouth guard to fetch $5,000 during the auction August 3rd. Now, the reason why we're asking this question is, what would you do with $5,000 if you're buying a piece of memorabilia? Would you go Steph Curry mouth guard, or would you go with something else? And the reason why is, I didn't know this, and I don't even remember this being discussed back when the trial was going on with OJ, but because he wasn't convicted yet, he could still find ways or means to make money to pay for his defense, which I think you pointed out earlier, $50,000 a day for that dream team, which was amazing.
It was worth it. Money well spent from his perspective.
So he found a bunch of creative ways to sign autographs on different pieces of memorabilia that was shipped in to him, and he would send it back out, and he made a killing, Joe.
He made $3 million. He made $3 million autographing memorabilia while in jail during this trial.
That's incredible.
$3 million. And his business partner, who's part of the documentary, is talking to the camera about how the demand for OJ memorabilia was never higher than when he was on trial. It's crazy. But it makes sense. I can understand. People get wrapped up in that sort of thing. They couldn't bring in whole football, so they'd bring in like a quarter of a football, like the leather, and then they'd sew it back together and he would sign it, or the number 2 of 32 in the jersey, and then they'd iron it or stitch it onto the jersey. $3 million. They said one day he did like 2,500 autographs in one day.
And he did the math, $25 per times 2,500. He's like, not bad. What did you find it creepy when they talked about and they showed it on screen?
Let me stop you right there. I found everything about this creepy. But if I find this particular situation you're bringing up more creepy.
A photograph in the courtroom during the trial of him and Johnny Cochran together, autographed by both of them.
I found it disturbing that that was a piece of memorabilia that they were putting out. An autographed photo of those two working together on this trial, and they both signed it. But there's going to be a market for something like that. There are people that will see that and think to themselves, this would be awesome to hang up.
Someone's got that hanging somewhere, I don't know where, that's in somebody's house on the wall. And when you walk by, you're like, wait a second. Is that a picture of OJ and Johnny Cochran autographed? What the flip are you doing with that?
It's a good talking piece. I mean, that's going to start a conversation no matter where it's hanging.
What would you spend $5,000 on? Would you go Steph Curry's mouthpiece, or are you going something else?
Assuming you have the means to drop $5,000 on something frivolous, because let's be honest, there are so many better things you could do with $5,000, like save it, for example. I don't know if I'd want the mouth. It's not signed. So for me, maybe there's some certificate of authenticity that comes, but I'd want it signed. I don't know. Off the top of my head, what you've got to do is find a unique player, a popular player, who does something unique that you could have signed. Someone threw out the idea earlier of having Al Cowlings or OJ autograph a white Bronco. That would be unique. No one else can autograph a white Bronco. It doesn't make sense. If you had Tim Lincecum autograph a bong, that would be something that would be pretty cool. In my opinion, although I don't know if I get in trouble for saying things like that. That's what you would be looking for. So like Barry Bonds autographing a bat, yeah, it's sweet, but star players autograph bats all the time. Guys autograph footballs all the time.
Someone did say, how about a Bo Jackson autographed broken bat?
Yeah, or a Steve Kerr autographed portion of a clipboard. Like right there, that's a good talking point. It doesn't need to be the most famous of individuals. It just needs to be a great talking piece.
Yes.
Then you frame it or put it in a glass case and you've got it in the house. And when someone sees it, you have the nice little conversation. What are you doing?
I want the talking piece that people will notice and be like, wow, that's unique. And then you can get a chance to talk about it. Now, a Raider fan referred to it.
By definition, a talking piece.
Yes. Now, a Raider fan referred to this as a piece of toilet paper signed by two turds. But actually, what I would do is this. I want the play card that, you know, coaches, they fold it up and they tuck it in the front of their pants. Very weird. I want the play card that Mike Shanahan made out with all the colors and all the different plays on it for Super Bowl 32, autographed by he and John Elway. Frame it with all the different colors, and people see that, and they're like, what is this? And I'll be like, well, I'm glad you asked. And then you go right into your spiel.
Yeah, that could be viewed as art, sports memorabilia, sports history. Great conversation piece right there. What about like a Michael Jordan autographed casino chip?
Yes, or a John Daly casino chip, or Charles Barkley.
A John Daly autographed slot machine, or a John Daly autographed pack of Marlboro Red.
I'll take all of that because that's unique.
I followed him around. This was like, when was this? Like 2004. So I'm in school down in San Diego, and this was back when it was called the Buick Invitational, the event they have at Torrey Pines every year. They changed the name. I think it's like the Farmers Insurance Open now. I'm not really sure. But it's the event at Torrey Pines every January or early February. Tiger used to dominate this event. And I went then, and it was like a Saturday. And Tiger Woods, of course, is going to draw the biggest crowd. Second biggest crowd when I was at this event was John Daly. John Daly has a huge following. You don't see this on TV because they're not going to show it. John Daly threw 18 holes, 4+ hours of golf, does nothing but chain smoke Marlboro Reds and pound Diet Coke. His poor caddy is lugging around a bag with a 12-pack of Diet Coke, which he will drink through the entire round. He'll clear almost all of it. And he's got a carton of Marlboro Reds, and he's smoking the entire way. The only time they put him on camera is when he drops the cigarette. No lie, he's on the green at one point, right? He's smoking the cig as he's walking around the green. He's smoking the cig as he's lining up the putt. He gets over the ball, still smoking, gets his grip, and right as he's ready to pull the trigger by pulling the club back, he just spits the cigarette onto the green, does the putting stroke from like 30 feet out, doesn't even watch the ball, immediately goes back to the cig, takes a drag, and watches it get close.
Fascinating.
Like, get a load of this guy. Tough to make the claim in that scenario that golfers are athletes.
Checking the PenskeAutoSales.com text line. From the 925, signed 3-iron from Tiger's ex-wife.
Ooh, burn.
Brutal.
See, the problem is I would like a Steph Curry mouth guard, but knowing me, I would get nervous and start chewing on it like he does.
You put it in a case. You don't chew on Steph Curry's actual mouthpiece. Why would you want to ruin something like that?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want to buy it. A Hugh Hefner bathrobe autographed so I can walk around my house.
How about an autographed Draymond Green suspension letter from the league? There's probably only one of those.
Or a peanut butter jelly sandwich like in the commercials.
How do you autograph a PB&J?
Oh, there's a lot of other things that people are asking for autographs for. I don't think you can autograph.
Yeah, the text line's a freak show right now with some of these suggestions. People, let's... Oh, my God.
Someone said the Michael Jordan shoes in Space Jam that Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck went to go get.
How about a crying MJ fathead signed by MJ himself?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, wait.
Try asking him to autograph that.
I would like Jordan to autograph anything crying Jordan related.
What would his reaction be? Would he laugh or would he be pissed off?
Surprisingly, he's been very cool about all this because you could get upset and you could start filing lawsuits. And his team has said, because they did an interview on this. I don't think it was him specifically. It was his rep. They said, as long as it remains the way it is, he's cool with it. Everyone can have fun. But once people try to take his image and start making money off it, that's when they've got to get involved. So as long as everyone can respect the crying Jordan and have fun with it, then yeah. But then what will happen is someone will abuse it. Jordan will file a lawsuit. That lawsuit will leak online. That lawsuit will get crying Jordan, and everyone will go nuts.
I would pay money for an autographed album cover of that. You remember that picture that was floating around of Steph Curry where it's like that sexy pose he's doing where it looks like I think it's like a music album that he's on. I'd like an autographed copy of that.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I didn't figure you would. No one. Holyfield is not signing the ear or the portion of ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
That's been suggested multiple times. You people are sick and beautiful.
All right, 888-957-9570. We want your reaction. What would you spend $5,000 on for in regards to memorabilia? Would you spend it on Steph Curry's mouth guard, or are you going to go something else? So we'll take your phone calls on that. And then another question for you. What about the Raiders? Are they playoff bound? 8:16, Chad, Joe and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
A lot of people requesting the autographed Mad Bum Snot Rocket.
That's pretty cool.
This is a mix of innovative.
Ronnie Lott's
finger. I mean, just some of these suggestions are so insane.
Bill Belichick's sleeves.
I'm speechless.
I would pay for Chad, Joe, and Lowe to sign my sleep train bed.
You wouldn't have to pay for that. I mean, what? I'll do it for free.
I've seen this again. I love the idea of Craig Sager's suit or one of his suits. That would be a phenomenal talking piece.
The key to this entire shtick, or whatever this we're calling this, is that you've got to find – it's not necessarily about finding the most legendary player or the most famous player or most recognizable player. It's about finding someone who has some unique what have you. Like the idea of, you know, the John Daly and the Marlboro Reds or the Steph Curry mouthpiece. Like that's Steph Curry's thing, his trademark, his mouthpiece. You can't get a signed mouthpiece from I'm blanking. I got to turn this text line off, man. There's too much confusing me right now. It's just pouring through.
See, this is a great these are why these questions don't work out well for me. Here's another one. Autograph copy of VHS Silence of the Lambs by Chad.
I like the one that suggested an autographed Steph Curry jersey, but not Steph Curry's autograph. The general manager of the Minnesota Timberwolves who passed on him.
Mr. Kahn.
Signing the Steph Curry Golden State Warrior jersey.
Nice work, David Kahn. Excellent.
Do you have Chad singing Hall & Oates? Because people want him to autograph this.
I'm tired of playing on the team. Oh, it seems I don't get timeout anymore. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, change your face. Let it go. Let it go to the best
face,
part.
Face to face. No one even tried to score.
Make it stop.
Whoa, whoa. Ooh, I can feel the magic.
All right, cut it. Cut it before my ears bleed.
Yes, I am willing to autograph a copy of that.
How do you autograph something like that? Beautiful, man. That is beautiful.
888-957-9570. I still can't believe that O.J. Simpson made $3 million signing different pieces of memorabilia in prison during his trial.
You would think it's crazy that the demand for O.J. autographs would go up in that moment, but you sit back and you think, I mean, the eyes of the entire nation were on him. The eyes of the entire world were on this guy. Did you see some of those figures they were throwing out in this documentary about how many millions of people were watching? We're talking like 56, 58, 62 million. We're talking like Super Bowl-esque numbers. I mean, to put a camera in that courtroom was absolutely necessary for our... I'd say they tried to sell it. Marsha Clark tried to sell it as, you know, to educate us so we'd all see what's going on. They never should have done that. It turned into such a fiasco by letting America watch it, but there was no way to say no to that. Everyone was demanding it. I mean, that was back when it was just CNN. There was no one else out there to compete with them. The ratings that came from that, the careers that were made from that. I mean, was it Nancy Grace? Wasn't she some analyst that was brought on during that? Now she's got her own show. I mean, that's that trial... To think about what it would take for something to pull all of us away from the NBA finals tonight to watch something on the news. It would have to be horrific, and that's what's so sad. It couldn't be a positive story. Someone suggested alien invasion. Yeah, I'd move away from tonight's game for the alien invasion.
So would I.
The aliens wouldn't get off to a good start with the Bay Area by invading at such an inopportune time.
Maybe two TVs.
Yeah, that's where you need to have the two TVs. The game, which you have the audio for the game, and then you'd mute the alien invasion.
The question is, though, would ABC go to the alien invasion? I have a feeling they would.
You'd have to. The Warriors rate very well, but yeah. I don't know if the Warriors can outrate aliens.
888-957-9570. What would you pay $5,000 for? Steph Curry's mouth guard going to be auctioned off. Let's go to Pittsburgh.
From the 510, Low Neal autographed when you look at. I don't know how you autograph that.
Shut up, guys.
Jess in Pittsburgh. Jess, what are you spending $5,000 on for memorabilia?
I'll go to a Charles Sprewell dinner plate because he's got to feed his kids.
It's a very good point.
It's true. 18 million a year wasn't enough? Even back then, that's insane money even now.
I love Patrick Ewing's line, we make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money.
Yeah. It's like, you know what, Patrick? Now I kind of understand.
888-957-9570.
Low Neal autographed wallet per Jacob. Those don't exist.
They don't.
Sorry. Oh, my. Sorry, those do not exist.
Let's go out to Eastside in San Jose. Eastside, what are you spending $5,000 on, my man?
What up, brothers? I'll take a signed bottle of cognac by Alden Smith.
Signed bottle of... Did you say cognac?
Yes. That's not a bad idea. One guy said, I would take a autographed bottle of JD from Kenny Stabler, and he's like, oh, wait, I have one. That's badass.
775, Low Neal autographed Caltrain ticket or fast track beeper. Also not in existence. Very, very rare.
888-957-9570. You
know what would be nice? An autographed, this is very realistic, Rich Aurelia autographed bottle of his wine.
Ooh, I like that one.
That'd be easy to pull off too, you would think.
Yes, very strong. Let's go out to...
You blanking or are you deciding where you want to go
Let's
here?
Let's go out to Dice. Hey, Dice, good morning. What are you going to spend $5,000 on? Oh, okay. See, that's, you know, I hesitated because I knew that there might be an issue there, and there sure enough there was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
The text line is out of control. A pipe signed by Tanya Harding.
That's brutal. Signed Low Neal short shorts. Those do exist.
I'll let you both.
Compression shorts.
Yeah, those compression shorts. We knew him for about a month when we were in Arizona for the Super Bowl. We all came back to the house after doing the show in the morning. Low, like everyone's kind of doing their thing, just kind of settling back in after the show. Low comes back out of the bedroom and he's in a long, like long sleeve workout shirt because he wants to get a sweat going, and compression shorts that barely get below the butt cheek. I mean, those things were a couple inches more than a Speedo, I would say. And he starts doing his like squat thrust in the living room, the common area where at least four of us are hanging out. And this goes on for a couple minutes before someone had to bring up, why are you doing this here? Well, what? I got to get my workout in. Right. Earth's a big place, though.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it one day when I looked across the desk. I'm like, Lo, I shouldn't know your religion when we're getting ready to start the show. I mean, seriously. Unbelievable. All right, keep coming with those ideas on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line 95795. Steph Curry's mouth guard going to be auctioned off August 3rd for $5,000. What would you spend $5,000 on for in regards to sports memorabilia? In regards to Draymond Green, he's back tonight for Game 6, which is a good thing. What should Steve Kerr's message be to him? I can't wait to ask the saintly one, Gary St. Jean. 828, Chad, Joe and Lowe, 95.7 The Game. 832, mind blown. 888-957-9570, and reach out to us on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line. Steph Curry's mouth guard going to be auctioned off for $5,000. What would you spend $5,000 on for in regards to memorabilia? What about this, Joe? A signed can of Colt 45 by Lorenzo Neal.
That would be cool. That would be real cool. You know what I want to get? I haven't been able to procure it yet. A signed Fresno State football helmet by Lorenzo Neal. I got to add that. I have a little collection going.
They have cool helmets, too.
It's nothing all that great, but I've been building it up over the last 10 years or so. Got to get something in there from Low. I figure Fresno State helmet's the way to go.
With the V for the Valley. Those are the stickers on there.
How about a Richard Simmons signed leotard?
Wait. What are you talking about? The Fresno State helmet from what, back in the day?
No, that's what they do. They have stickers that they put on there for whenever they do something.
Oh, and like the Buckeye stickers.
Yeah, and it's a V for the Valley.
I don't necessarily need all that. I just need him to sign the thing, and I'm sure he's going to charge me an outrageous price for it.
There's no question
And he
about
should.
That.
In 16 years, it's worth something.
833, Chad, Joel Lowe, 95.7 The Game. Game 6 coming up tonight. This guy here knows basketball as well as anybody. On the Warriors pre and post with Papa, CSN Bay Area, the saintly one, Gary St. Jean. Hey, Saint, good morning. So Steph Curry's mouth guard going to be auctioned off for $5,000. Now, Saint, if you had $5,000 to spend on memorabilia, would you go Steph Curry's mouth guard? And if not, what would you purchase?
Well, I wouldn't go the route of the mouth guard. $5,000. I don't know. I'm not really into that kind of stuff, so I don't have a lot of it, but I would sign a bottle of Chateau St. Jean wine.
That is awesome.
Shane, I think we're going to put that to the top of our personal list.
There you go.
Gosh.
Victor Alexander Valley is terrific.
That is awesome. The Saintly one, Gary St. Jean with Chad Joan Law on 95.7 The Game. So, Saint, look, you've coached. You've been in these situations before. What do you think Steve Kerr's message to Draymond Green was or will be before Game 6 tonight?
Don't try to do too much. Just be yourself. Be the impact guy you are on the team. I always say go to your strengths and stay away from your weaknesses. So for him, it's going to be about anchoring the defense, the interior defense, the ability to contest or block shots, switch the pick and rolls, communicate with his teammates. That's a big key. And on the offensive end, you always love when your bigs can pass. He's a great passing big man. And sets great screens and rebounds. And, you know, whatever he scores is a plus. He'll get in there and dribble drive or get some offensive rebounds. We don't need a lot of threes from him. You know, be a facilitator. I think he's really going to step up.
Now, Saint, in regards to Game 5, LeBron and Kyrie went off, each had 41 points. How much of their success was a result of Draymond not being on the floor?
Well, we always talked about I give both of those guys credit because they made a lot of jump shots, perimeter shots. They shot over the top of the defense. Well, you can get up and guard people a little bit closer if you know you've got the defenders behind you. And you talk about building a wall behind the ball handler. And if you gangle the guy out, but yet he still gets to the paint, LeBron or Kyrie, then you're not going to have Bogues, but you are going to have Draymond back there. And at his size, he's got an amazing knack to block shots. It's just off the charts. And it doesn't have to be a block, just a contestment to create a miss. The other thing that he's going to do well, he's going to keep Tristan Thompson off the offensive glass. And that's a big factor. Beyond those guys scoring 82 points, Tristan Thompson had 15 rebounds. And that's something that can really help the Warriors if they keep that in check.
Saint, could Festus Ezeli make himself some big coin tonight? With Andrew Bogut out, they're going to need some rim protection from a big at some point other than Draymond Green. Death lineup can't go 48 full minutes. Could it be Ezeli? How much will we see of him? How much could his stock rise with a monster performance tonight?
Well, you know, guys, he could even start. They may put him in there in the beginning and go back to their normal rotation of bringing Andre off the bench, which Steve loves, and you know, it's Sean Livingston. And Festus can do the job because his feet are quicker than Bogues. Their game plan in the last game was to run pick-and-roll action with whatever Warrior big was on the floor. And obviously they didn't do a great job and allowed Cleveland to get terrific shots. We're going to need Festus to be active up there on the screen, either showing or helping, and then recovering back to the paint. He's a guy that can finish at the rim. He can, you know, shot block or contest shots. So he can do this job. They're not asking him to get 20 points. They're asking him just to do a heck of a job in the interior. I think he's really capable of doing it, and I think he can rise to the occasion.
Now, Saint, it's been about 20-some years, but O.J. Simpson, Made in America, it's back in the news. We had the FX series. Now we have the Made in America 30 for 30 documentary. We've been kicking around a lot of it on the show because it's just been so fascinating to take a walk back in time and relive all of this. Have you been watching any of this O.J. stuff? And even if so or if not, like, what were you doing during the car chase back then?
I got to tell you, I've been watching a little bit of it here and there. It's fascinating. It still is to me. Let's figure this out. How many years ago was this?
The chase was 93, 94, I believe.
Oh, I was in Sacramento. Lord knows what I was doing. I'm probably absorbing another loss. I don't know. I don't remember exactly where I was, but we lived up in Granite Bay near Roseville. Loved it up there. And that's still... In my mind, is that car chase was just bizarre. Obviously a real tragedy where everything that took place, but that's still, in today's world, in the athletic sports world, you look back and say, oh, like I saw the bit with, what's his name, Al Collins?
Yes.
AC.
Amazing.
Hey, Saint, before you go, do the Dubs close it out tonight, or do you think we're going to see an all-important Game 7 on Sunday?
I'm an optimist. I think that they're not going to score 82 points, the two of those guys, and role players play better at home, and they'll be
pumped up there. But, you know, these guys have a way. They consistently prove this. They've got two cracks at it. But yet I think they can get this done tonight. I think we're going to see a better Splash Brothers. We're going to see a better Harrison Barnes. Andre Iguodala played very well. And the key that travels on the road, that every game we've won, we've held Cleveland under 100 points. So the defense has to be strong, and this turnover ratio has to get better. We had 19 assists, 18 turnovers. When the Warriors are really clicking, they're about 2.5 to 3 to 1. So we haven't seen many 30-assist games. That's the key for me. Get that ball moving.
You can catch him on Warriors pre and post along with Papa on CSN Bay Area. The saintly one, Gary St. Jean. Saint, enjoy the game tonight. We always appreciate talking some ball with you, my man.
You're the man. I'm out to Oracle with Henry. This ought to be fun tonight.
Yeehaw!
Put the champagne on ice, Saint.
See you guys. Have a great day.
You got it.
Saint's down with the OJ stuff.
He was. It's like, where was I back then? Yeah, it's probably absorbing another loss in Sacramento.
That does blow me away a bit, asking some people who don't remember where they were. I just assumed everyone would be able to zero right in on that location. But I get it. I mean, it's been 22 years. Javi, we asked him yesterday. Well, you know, I think I was here and I was with some of the guys and this and that. But he was an A-ball, Javi Lopez, and he was talking about how when they were in the L.A. area, they basically did like the O.J. tour. They wanted to go to all the locations and see everything because they were so into all of it.
Have you ever been up there in Brentwood before?
No, not Brentwood.
Awesome. The reason why I can remember it so clearly is like I've worked off of my whole life has revolved around sports for so long that all the big sporting events, especially like finals, majors, you know, Super Bowls, because I follow it so closely, I can usually remember exactly where I was at when something like that was going down. And so I was following that finals. I wanted to see the Knicks go down because I didn't like that Knicks team, and I was mad that MJ had retired. And then all of a sudden, it's like your focus goes completely away from the game, and you're locked in on how in the heck is O.J. Simpson on a freeway in a Bronco being chased by a bunch of cops, and they're not pulling him over.
Being escorted. Or accompanied by a bunch of cops.
I just can't believe Garcetti when he's like, I'm watching this, and he's like, okay, maybe the next turn. No. They're going to just follow him all the way up to his crib.
What do you do? You're at an intersection of you can't let this perceived dangerous criminal get away, but it's also L.A., and he's also a celebrity. So what are you going to do? I mean, in the back of your mind, you always know O.J.'s recognizable everywhere. It's yes. Not like he can just walk around and not be recognized,
yeah.
Right?
And then not only that, but they were well aware of how the LAPD and that whole department, LA and the city and everything were perceived after a lot of problems in the past. So they knew that with all the attention, that they couldn't afford to butcher this or to have it go sideways.
They exercised restraint, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I mean, this series, man, it's something else.
Unbelievable.
You think you know everything about it, and it's like, all right, we'll go ahead and relive some of this. No, there is so much that comes out in this 30 for 30 just that you never knew. Little storylines, little angles. I mean, even to this day, some of the defense attorneys who are being interviewed, Barry Scheck, I mean, you can tell he doesn't want to admit that it was just, you know, him just pulling the wool over everyone's eyes during the DNA evidence. Like, he's there, and when he's being asked these questions 20-plus years later, he's giving you evasive lawyer answers.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him, but you can tell he's not being completely honest with you either.
Yeah, he's like, what I believe is irrelevant.
Yeah, he's like, it was all about what we could prove or not prove at the time. Well, yeah, I get it. Very well done.
Yeah, he took my mind. Yeah, Barry took my mind for a ride last night.
He twisted you up. That was his job. He did an exceptional job of twisting up the jury during the DNA evidence. That was where...
Even Marsha Clark gave him the nod.
That was where the prosecution should have been able to nail the whole thing down, and instead the defense just flipped the script on him.
I still love your take about resetting that whole deal where it's like, Furman was talking about the glove. That should be case closed right there.
Yeah, here's a glove we found at the scene. There's blood from murder victim one, there's blood from murder victim two, and there's blood from the only conceivable suspect in the entire world for this case. Here you go. I expect you to go back into your jury room, grab a Coke, a smile, and a verdict, and get your butt back out here and give me a guilty verdict.
Yeah.
And no, somehow it was, no, I mean, he's innocent.
Oh, and upon further review, after seeing the highlight of Cato Kalin, who joined the show yesterday, in the courtroom doing his... I think my reenactment with Lowe on Cato was actually much better than I had originally thought.
It's very
I'm proud of me.
It's very good. Much better than your reenactment of Hall & Oates.
Whoa.
That doesn't get old.
I mean, what the heck is that? Ooh. That's
it's
not
great.
Good.
It's great. No, you know what? I've never got up and done karaoke, and I'm never going to get up and do karaoke. To get up there and have the
that's true,
testicular fortitude to try to do something like that, kudos to you, sir.
But in
kudos
your defense, to you. Kudos to you, because I've never gone in the middle of a dance floor where no one else is dancing at a club in Arizona stacking the shelves, and you did.
Well, in my mind, that didn't happen because I was blacked out.
But it did.
Yeah, but I stacked those shelves.
And his video.
I was the only one out there dancing or stacking shelves 20 minutes later. That dance floor was
when I looked
crowded.
Over there, when Cody and I looked over at you and you were dancing, stacking the shelves, I think my initial response was, whoa.
Yeah. Get a load of this fool we work with.
Game 6 coming up tonight. Tip off at 6 on ABC. You can join us immediately following the final buzzer for our Dubs postgame show hosted by Matt Steinmetz. Speaking of Game 6 tonight, if you had your bottom dollar, who would you put it on? Which duo is going to score more tonight? The Splash Brothers or Kyrie and LeBron? 8:45, Chad, Joe and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Well, FH Daily is actually holding a rummage sale this weekend to benefit the Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. This is the 10th
Sweet.
Year that they are doing this. Their goal is to raise $10,000. The sale will be going on June 18th at FH Daily Chevrolet from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can come down, support the cause. They're also picking up items to sell at the event. I'm personally donating a whole bunch of clothes that I found in store. I just pulled out a whole bunch of clothes and everything and random stuff that I'm going to be donating. And you could also donate yourself. You can go. We're going to have the information up on our website, 957thegame.com. Debbie from FH Daily is actually organizing the rummage sale for this Saturday and doing the Avon Walk. So, again, if you want more information, go to our website, 957thegame.com. This, for me, is actually something very important just because I had a family member. My cousin's wife had passed away just a few months ago from breast cancer. So, for me, this was something I really wanted to help with and take part in.
Well, that's awesome. So the rummage sale, and I'm glad that you're participating. Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, so thank you to FH Daily for what they're doing as well for the community.
Great partners with the program, mm-hmm. and we appreciate that for the work in the community as well.
And speaking of them, again, on 957thegame.com, they are partners with us for the Take Your Pick poll question. So today's question has to do with the NBA Finals. Going on tonight, Game 6, now LeBron James and Kyrie Irving in Game 5 combined for 82 total points. So the question is, which duo will score more in Game 6? The Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, or LeBron James and Kyrie Irving? So as of right now on 957thegame.com, 67% of the voters say the Splash Brothers will score more points. 76% on Twitter at 957thegame say the Splash Brothers as well. You can let us know what you think. Also use the hashtag TakeYourPick. Let us know what you think.
All right, Joe, which duo is going to get off tonight?
Through five games, James and Irving combined are averaging 56 points per game. Through five games, Steph and Klay combined are averaging 42 points per game. So you've got about a 14-point differential there. But if you go game by game, the Cleveland duo has had the edge in three of the five games. Steph and Klay have had the edge in two. So it's gone back and forth. The numbers point to James and Irving, considering the fact that James, in do-or-die finals situations, his last five when facing elimination, he's hit 30 and 10 every single time. In fact, he's averaging 34 points in his last five NBA Finals games when facing elimination. But I'm going with Steph and Klay. Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night the series ends. Tonight's the night you put the exclamation point on the 73-win season. Tonight's the night Cleveland goes down. It's going to happen for the second year in a row on June 16th. It's going to happen for the third time in NBA history on June 16th. Iguodala's defense, Draymond Green's defense are going to be the difference. But Steph and Klay are going to get theirs. They're going to combine for 57 points, I'll say. And that's going to give them enough of an edge over Kyrie and LeBron.
All right. Before the series, I predicted Warriors in seven. And I'm going to stick with that prediction. And I think the Cavs will win the game tonight. I don't want them to win. I would like to see a game seven. But I do think the Cavs will win it tonight. And the reason why, I expect LeBron and Kyrie to get off at home tonight. And the inconsistent shooting or inconsistent game-to-game play in the finals by the Splash Brothers, I don't think they're going to have a big night tonight. I think they'll save it for Game 7 when the Warriors clinch it in front of their home fans. So I'll pick the duo of LeBron and Kyrie. Anna?
In game five, Kyrie was shooting around 70%. That was absolutely amazing. I don't think it'll happen again. That's something that's rare, and it doesn't happen often, and Kyrie doesn't shoot. He shoots well, but not that well, and he won't shoot that well again. And I think that Kyrie and LeBron won't have such a great night. It'll even out, and the reason why is because the Warriors missed their most important defender in game five, Draymond Green. He's back. Defense for the Warriors will be much better with Draymond on the floor. Also, with Draymond being back, that also means more assists for the Warriors, which means more shots for the Splash Brothers. And I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Draymond Green with another triple-double like last year. Now, you can let us know what you think. Go to 957thegame.com. Polls on the right-hand side of the page. Also, go to Twitter at 957thegame. Use the hashtag TakeYourPick. Let us know what you think.
853, Chad, Joe Lowe, 95.7 The Game. Now that we're getting towards the end of the program, like I'm starting to think about game six tonight, I'm excited to see this game because you know that we could be looking at a party tonight.
Piece of advice for all the listeners out there, start thinking up your excuses for getting out of work tomorrow now.
It's great advice.
How are you going to skip work tomorrow? Come up with your excuses now. Maybe even
set
the stage with the boss that you're not feeling so hot, but you're going to gut it out today. And then tomorrow, at least when everyone's calling in sick, it'll be like, well, you know, Joe told me yesterday he wasn't feeling well. At least he's legit.
You're right, because what a buzzkill it is to see that game if they win the championship tonight and then have to get up and go to work. Like, that's not a good play.
Well, that's life. It's life.
What if you have a
people
really, really cool boss? It's like, you know what? In honor of the Warriors, I'm going to give everybody the day off.
Yeah, right. I don't see that happening.
We should try that. Excuse me, sir. Since the Warriors won, can we take tomorrow morning off?
Yeah, that would work great for us here.
Minor league, when I was working in minor league baseball back in like 08, when March Madness rolled around, the day before the tournament started, there was a huge meeting about how no one better be tracking any of these games. No one better be on the computer. And it's like, well, look, everyone's going to do this. So rather than try to come down like that, why not try to meet people halfway? Try to get some productivity out of them,
but
at the same time, remind everyone why they're there and, you know, meet halfway. Because you see those numbers every year about how much money is lost in terms of work production when it comes to the first weekend of March Madness. So get your excuses ready now for tomorrow.
Game six is coming up tonight. It will tip off at 6 on ABC. The Dubs have a 3-2 series lead. Remember, join us immediately following the final buzzer for our Dubs postgame show hosted by Matt Steinmetz. I can't wait till you hear the answer to this. What did the Cavs really want for Draymond Green after game four? Kurt Helin is going to tell you next. 855, Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.